extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
A wise old man once said, "When the teaching of the Bible intersects with the facts of life, you know that God is speaking." We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you give to us, and we thank you for the gift of your word. Help us to understand, Father, that you not only have spoken through that word to generations in the past, but that you are still speaking today. Open our ears that we might hear. And having heard, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will cause these great truths to become living values in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, beginning with verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God, and it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And the second verse that I would call your attention to today is found in 2 Peter, the first chapter, beginning with verse 21. No prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. Herein the reading of God's holy word.
Oh,
Friends in Christ, it becomes more and more apparent to me that there are relatively few people who really have a good understanding of what the Christian faith is all about. There are many who are quick to talk to you about religion. And when you begin to converse with them about the distinctiveness of the Christian faith, they're not quite sure what they do believe. For example, they're not sure about the assurance of their salvation. They're not sure who Jesus Christ really is. Now, I realize that there are many who do, but I'm dealing with the percentages. And so because of this confusion that I hear in Main Street and on golf courses or wherever else it may be, I am planning, God willing, for the next few Sundays to present some of the biblical teachings of the Christian faith. These are not going to be theological lectures. I don't want to frighten you with that before we actually get going. These are going to be very simple, little sermons that address different kinds of people. For example, I know it's going to be very difficult, but I would love to get a hearing from my grandchildren's peers. This group of people have life before them. They have sat in a church in many cases throughout the first 15, 16, 17 years of their lives. And now they're getting out into the world. Are they going to the university? Are they going into the service? Are they at work? And they're beginning to ask themselves the question, do I really want this Christianity? Do I really want to commit my life to Jesus Christ? Do I really want to serve Him? Do I want to know Him in a more personal way as my Savior? I'd like to have a chance through these little biblical messages to talk to these young people about that relationship with God. I'd like to talk not only to the younger people, but I'd like to talk with my children's peers. These are the people in the midst of raising their families. They're at the peak of their work career. They have huge responsibilities. Do you know what the Christian faith really is all about? I'd like to talk to my wife and my peers. Where are the people who are growing older? We have all of the opportunities of retirement, but we have all of the temptations of old age, too. Do we know what God is saying to us so that we can continue to keep a positive attitude and be assured that when the last day is over here, we're going to be at home with the Lord? These are the sermons. So, God willing, I'd like to talk to you on a general theme about God is still speaking. And that is true, my friend. There are many of you who hear again and again that cry, the voice of God is silent. Not so at all. God speaks to us in a very special way through His creation. Let's just take a minute. And as pause here, when you look at this time of the year, and every time of the year, in fact, but we get around a little more this time of the year, and you see the mountains and the lakes, the oceans and the plains, you realize that that never just happened. And the person who wants to say, well, there is no creator, really is quite illogical. For behind anything that is made, created, there has to be a maker or a creator. That's important. But that is not enough. Because a creation does not solve my problems. So God has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ. One day He was talking to His disciple Philip. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Don't you realize that? Later on, he said, the Father and I are one. So God then came into this world, the incarnate God, and for 33 years walked on the face of this earth with a body and reveals that God is a God who loves us, and he wants to bring those children of his that have strayed so far away into a living, personal, loving relationship with him. But how do you know Jesus Christ? You meet Jesus Christ in the Bible. And therefore, there are some passages which I have already read for you, but let me repeat them since they are so short. Passages of Scripture that speak so very, very clearly about what the Word of God is. Peter, for example, says, no prophecy ever came by the impulse of men, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. That is Peter. He's telling us that these scriptures that we have are not passages that have come from the minds of learned men, women, whatever it might be. But God has taken the human being and has really helped him to understand what the will of God is. For example, let me now take you back to John's gospel. You recall that one day Jesus was speaking to a group of people. They had heard him earlier. That was a time when he fed 5,000 people from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And when he got away from them, they went hunting for him. And finally, they found him. Now, Jesus is addressing them again. And this is what he says. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. When Jesus uttered these words, John was impressed. My salvation, my eternal life, is in knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Many years later, when John sat down to pen his gospel, there stood that teaching of Jesus. So under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John writes this down in his manuscript. Later, that manuscript gets into the New Testament. That New Testament gets into your Bible. That Bible gets to the shelves of your home. And God is speaking through that Bible. And he is telling us that in Jesus Christ you have eternal life. How did God get it to us? God got it to us through a man by the name of John who was inspired. In the same way, Paul, writing to Timothy, said, Timothy, don't you know? All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching. You want to know something about God? Go to the Bible. That's where you have it revealed. Scripture is revelation, friend. It is not something that has come from the intellect of a human being. It is revelation that has come through a human being to us. It is profitable for reproof. How do we feel about some of these things that we're discussing these days? Are they right or are they wrong? Can a Supreme Court, sitting in its great place of labor, suddenly decide, well, the ethics of the United States will be different? No, the Supreme Court cannot do that. The Supreme Court is not profitable for teaching. Rather, that is the Word of God. And those of us who are Christians turn to the Word of God to find out what God wants us to do, how we are to live. Cohabitation is sin, regardless of whether society and culture have now put their blessings upon it and said, well, we are all weak individuals. Cohabitation is sin. That's what the Word of God says. You go back to the commandments, Exodus 20. Paul here says, those commandments are good for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So in this Bible, you have the law and you have the gospel. And the law tells us that we are sinners. And the gospel tells us that even though we are sinners, Christ Jesus has come into this world, suffered and died on the cross and paid the price for our sins, that we might be his forever through the forgiveness of our sin. That's what God's revelation is all about. And some of you who may be confused, terribly confused regarding the way of salvation and what Christianity is all about, pay heed to this now, that in Jesus Christ alone, you know the Father. I love what John Stott said in his new book, Between Two Worlds. God speaks through what he has spoken. Isn't that interesting? It is through what he spoke that he speaks. God spoke years ago through a man by the name of Moses. And God spoke years ago through Peter and Paul and John and all the rest. And those words are what he is using today to speak to us that we might know what his will is. So you had that revelation. Now, the next thing logically you would say is, well, if I want to know what God is speaking, I need to be in contact with the Word of God. That is right. No question about it. You and I need to meditate on that Word. You and I need to get acquainted with that Word. You and I need to know what the Bible is saying to us so that when that hour comes, then we need it the most. There it is. The old Lutheran theologian by the name of Joseph Sittler once made a statement that I will never forget. I wrote it down, and I've used it again and again. Said Dr. Sittler, when the teachings of the Bible intersect with the facts of life, you will know that God is speaking. As Sittler went on to say that I wrestled with the Bible being the Word of God for a long time. But then he said one day, a terrible catastrophe came to me, and I knew not which way to turn or what to do. But I went to the Scriptures, and there God spoke to me, and in his speaking, I knew that what he said was a word of God. I saw that carried out so powerfully one day. We'd had a funeral. A family had buried their husband and father prematurely. The daughter of this man who now had been buried had been a member of my confirmation class. And she had chosen for her confirmation verse, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall not perish. And when we got back to the church from the cemetery, and we had had a little lunch, she came to me and said, you know, your text today was my confirmation verse. Until today, it has been a beautiful verse of Scripture. But now I know it as a living, dynamic truth. My father died in Christ, my Father lives. You see, when the teachings of the Bible intersect with the facts of life, you'll know that God is speaking, and God spoke to her that day. Yeah, you need to know the Bible. You need to read it. You need to hear it. You need to discuss it in small groups that has responsible leadership. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. That's the first one of these teachings that I'd like to leave with you if you're confused about what Christianity teaches. We begin here. Go to your Bible. It is the inspired Word of God. Now we're going to follow that up. You need to hear that word preached in a church where it is being preached. The Bible is a source, the foundation of our Christian faith. Now, next week, we're going to go the next step, and that is to learn a few things about who God really is. Who is He? Well, God reveals Himself to us in the Bible, and we're just going to take a few passages and look at Him as the one who loves us. Stay with us, will you? Amen.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee. Ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my ears that I may hear voices of truth Thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for Thee. Ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine, Spirit divine.
Will you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, we pray that we may use your word in such a way that you're speaking to us at all times. Today, O God, we pray that we as a church may be faithful to the word of God. We realize and we confess the pressure that can so often be on us and upon our leadership, as we live in a day where we're inclined to wonder, what place does our culture have in interpreting this word? O God, give to us wise minds, but we pray that we may be given faithful spirits that says that your word has spoken, and that word is truth. Help us to understand, God, that when that word is weakened, then the church is weakened. Be merciful to us. Today we pray your blessings upon our country. Forgive us our many sins. God, we pray for our president, Give to him wisdom and insight and strength. We pray for those who are sick, those, O God, who have buried a loved one and mourn their death. Increase within them faith, and help us, O God, through all of this, to be faithful witnesses of yours. All this we ask in your blessed name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry, and it is your diligent prayers and financial gifts that enable us to continue broadcasting. We offer our heartfelt thanks and God's blessings to each of our listeners and donors. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. The Reverend Homer Larson writes the feature article for each issue. If you would like to receive this newsletter free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can leave a voice message at any time. You'll also receive letters from Pastor Larson at Easter, Christmas, and our anniversary in September. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. Or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in its 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcast.